But don't more people arguably also mean, to put it sort of crassly, more potential problems? I mean, you have more brilliant thinkers, but also more consumers of resources and more people producing pollution. Explain why more people necessarily equals a net gain when it comes to solving big problems.
A surprising part of this, just as you ask, is that other people are good for us even when they're wanting and needing things, even when they're on the demand side of the economy. Because other people wanting and needing what you want and need is part of how and why you get it. That's why rare diseases are less likely to have good medical treatments, for example. It's not feasible to do the sort of research to find cures if there aren't enough people who need it. And, you know, that's why something like public radio has important scale effects. So public radio, like, you know, new vaccine recipes or like cures for new diseases, has this important property where once you have something, many, many people can use it. But if there aren't enough people who need it or want it or demand it, then it might never exist in the first place. So in a depopulating future, less public goods, innovation, healthcare will be feasible, and it'll be harder to continue to make progress against poverty and disease and towards better living standards.
And I just feel like I need to say that we did not put you up to using that example.